They want to marry somebody like mama, but they don't want to have that kind of person as their plaything.
That's right, that's pretty.
See, y'all ain't got to say amen. I know I'm talking truth here today. Folk don't want, look, they don't want stuff everybody handles. I noticed that as royalty myself. I noticed when I go into the, you know, the store and I'm in the checkout line and I'm thumbing through some of the magazines. And even if I decide I want this magazine, I put this one down and reach back. Am I the only one who do that? Because I don't want that everybody been. That's how even Satan himself wants the royal folk of God. Somebody who's worth something, somebody who is something, somebody who's not a part of the commonality of his kingdom. You want to be able to say, I've got a reward, a trophy here. So royalty belongs to kingdoms, and kingdoms belong to royalty. This blessing does not make one a subject of a kingdom, but a possessor of a kingdom. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You're a possessor, not just a subject in a kingdom, but a possessor of a kingdom. Listen, next thing is rich, because royalty is not poor. Have I got a witness in the house? I said royalty is not poor. And you got to look at royalty and richness as a part of exclusivity. They go together. You got to recognize that those are joined together. And when you are a part of that exclusive group of people, that kind of people, you know that that is a part of what is a part of them. That just goes without saying. When you say you are royal, riches are automatically a part of it. And you are rich not necessarily in and of yourself or what you possess, but what your kingdom possesses.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Radio Land.
God bless to all my father's children once again. This is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta. As we pray, we ask that you pray. We ask that you pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there's always a way being made out of no way for all of God's children. Get your pencil and paper ready. Write down the mailing address once again, friends. Write down the telephone number right here at our prayer office here in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you, my friends, have trouble in your homes. You might have situations on that job. There may be trouble amongst you with the courts. You might have unnatural situations around you where those that are against you are coming to lay things down or sprinkle things around you. You might have been different places trying to find help, up and down the highways, back and forth and back and forth. Write down the mailing address. Write down the telephone number. Some right now have sicknesses in your body. We have different herbal remedies that we put together, different teas for that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, that diabetes, that high and low blood pressure. You might even have anemia. Some, my friends, are troubled with that swelling and pain in your body. We have talked many a times throughout this ministry about how in the days of old there used to be someone that could always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back. Come on back in, rinse it off, wash it off, boil it, and steep it so they can get back into the fields the next day without that pain in your hands and your arms and your back and your shoulders and different places. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages that you have been sending across the United States. You might want to know how to dress around your home. You might want to know how to keep evil spirits and demons away from you. You might right now, like I said before, have a court case that seems to be unwinnable. Some right now have enemies in their own family and are wondering how they're going to clear that foolishness up. Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. That book of Genesis, the Revelations, have shown us how sometimes there are enemies around us we don't know, how sometimes there's friends around us that we haven't noticed, how sometimes the Spirit of God is with us and we're not paying attention. Write down that telephone number once again. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. Those of you that are writing, my friends, we're going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross to keep your spirit to where you pray for everything around you to be. Some right now are saying to themselves, they're not sure on how they're going to turn it around, but they know a change must come. Those of you that are writing, friends, you write, that's Reverend Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. If the line is busy, just dial us right back. Some right now have said that they're going through the same thing that Job went through. Some are looking for that strength that David had within himself to be able to come through and to turn situations. My friends, I'm asking you not to give up. I'm asking you today, my friends, at the sound of my voice, to just take 1 minute of prayer with you and to pray over whatever you're doing. And oh my God, you'll see it within yourself, see it around you. Oh my God. Again, friends, telephone number 404 212-2444. You might have a trouble with your loved one, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend that's gone astray. You might have a situation to where your nature is on vacation, or you've been to the doctor, you know you have the problem, and you're still waiting on tests to come back. I'll show you how to rebuild your body if it's a physical situation. Some say, well, my situation is unnatural. What can we do? Write down that telephone number, friends. Now, those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Again, that's Reverend Gregory, P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Right, now we're going to have a minute of prayer with Bishop Noel, and we're going to get right back with you, friends. No matter what you're facing, friends, no matter how long you've been troubled, whether it's hoodoo, voodoo, or unnatural situations, whether it's natural around you, and you're saying to yourself, you work 5 days a week, and you're not seeing where everything is coming or going. Oh, my God. Yes, friends. Write down that telephone number once again. It's 404-212-2444.
Eternal God, our Father, once again, we come before thee. We come before thy fountain. We come on the behalf of these, your faithful ones today, that stand in need of your help right now. We ask that thou will go into that home where there's confusion and trouble. We ask that thou will bring peace between husband and wife and family. We pray for those that are sick today, those that are confined to their home, their bed, the wheelchair, those that are on crutches today. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that thou will heal, touch mankind everywhere. Lord, we look to the heal today from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord which made the heaven and earth. And Lord, dear Father, we call on you this in the time of trouble and confusion in the land where man is against daughter and son against mother. We pray that thou will bring peace everywhere. Touch, heal, bless, and deliver those that are disturbed today in the convalescent home. We pray that thou give strength and courage. And those that are on the battlefield for your sake, in Jesus' name, carrying the word abroad, we ask that thou will give mankind wisdom and knowledge and understanding according to thy word. We pray for Reverend Gregory and his ministry here in the city and other places across the country as he ministers to the needs of the people everywhere. We pray, dear Father, for those that are in need today of your spiritual help right now. And Father, my special prayer that you bless, heal, and meet the needs of your people everywhere. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, bless me, your humble servant. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen. My friend, God bless you, friends, as far as our voice can be heard. We're asking, my friend, that no matter what you do, no matter how long you've been troubled, we ask that you work with prayer within yourself while you're shaking someone's hand, while you're greeting another man or woman, because prayer is the key. In the meantime, prayer without works is dead. And I'm here to show you, my friends, no matter what you do, you too can come through. No matter how many times you've tried to turn situations around, there's a way being made out of no way for all of God's children that are in need. Again, friends, that telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own phone when old Satan tries to block your mind and your spirit. Yes, this is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, you were telling me that since you've been here, you've seen a change in your home.
Yes, I've seen a tremendous change since I come to see Reverend Gregory there. And the Lord have fixed things. I used to have no peace in my home. Used to be down and out all the time. Sometimes I wonder now since I come to him how things change so quick, you know. But the Lord can change anything he wants to, I guess.
You said one time there's so much hell raising in that house and you had to stand outside and sing to yourself.
That's right. Sometimes I didn't even want to go home. You know, that's mighty, mighty bad.
Yeah, it is. Yes, sir. Well, tell me, would you suggest anybody else that had a problem?
I'd suggest anybody that's got a family